Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Tunch Ilkin from the Steelers Radio Network, and you're watching Chalk Talk powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
Tunch, we got a two-game winning streak going. We're 7 weeks into this NFL season for the Steelers. We're getting to see some of the good things about this Todd Haley offense. We saw some of them yesterday at Heinz Field.
You know, Labs, I love this. This is obviously a goal line situation, and this is a play that we used to run. And it's called 135 trap pass tight end delay with X motion. Now, here's David Paulson. He's out here. He's lined up as a flanker. He's going to come in motion. And when he comes in motion, you're going to notice that the linebacker is running with him. He's in man coverage. Now, what you're going to see happen right here by Leonard Pope, Pope's going to come in here, and he is going to block Ryan Kerrigan, the outside linebacker, and he's going to then sneak out into the flat. Ryan is going to think that it's a run because that's what you're going to see here. You're going to see the lead play. It's going to be a trap. It's a fake trap. When Ramon Foster's going to pull out here, he's going to follow Will Johnson, the lead back, and all this action is going to happen. When this action comes forward, the linebackers, they're going to jump on the run. You're going to see a blitz from the safety from the outside, and then you're going to watch the sneaky guy coming. Also, you're going to see David Paulson. He's going to come here in motion, and he is going to, just in case it was zone, he is going to come in motion, and he's going to pick the guy that tries to cover Leonard Pope. So we're going to run the play at the snap. Here he comes in right now. But watch this right here. There is everybody, because they've been running the ball so well, look at everybody right here. And watch David Paulson. He is now picking the outside linebacker. Watch this sneaky delay to the flat. And this is exactly the way you run it. There is no one anywhere near Leonard Pope. Six.
We're early now in the second quarter. The Steelers had built a 10-0 lead. It's now fourth and goal from the Steelers' 2-yard line. And you know, Tunch, like my grandmother always used to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yeah. The Redskins using something similar to how the Steelers scored their first touchdown.
Yeah, now there isn't an offensive coordinator in the NFL that's going to admit that their plays are pick routes. They call them rub routes. And the reason they say they want guys running into one another. And as you pointed out, Labs, the Redskins do a really good job of this. Right now, the Steelers are in man coverage, and that's when these rub routes work the best. And you'll see here is Josh Morgan, and he is right here. And Cortez Allen is going to be in man coverage, which means that right here, Keenan Lewis is in man coverage on Santana Moss. Here is Larry Foote. He's going to come to the outside, and the Steelers are going to run an overload blitz with Larry Foote and with James Harrison coming off the end of the line of scrimmage. So what you're going to see is when Joshua Morgan releases to the outside, Santana Moss is going to delay and run a quick in cut. And when he does that, not only is Keenan Lewis, who's playing over the top, going to get picked by Cortez Allen, but it's also a great hot read for RG3 because he's going to find Santana Moss right now. The snap of the ball, nice job of clearing. Right now, that's all RG3 needs because here is Santana Moss too late. Keenan Lewis has already been picked, but Keenan almost makes a great play on this, but it's a great throw and a nice catch. And so they got six with the rub route as well.
We're later now in the second quarter, and you know, Tunch, when the defense is playing a lot of man-to-man, right, the kind of routes that we've been diagramming so far today can work anywhere on the field. That's what the Redskins were doing, and this is another example of Todd Haley's scheme from protection to route running, getting rid of the ball quickly, the whole thing.
You know, Labs, when I hear people say dink and dunk, it drives me crazy because it means they don't understand the passing game in the National Football League. What Todd Haley's offense does is it takes advantage of man coverage. They run a lot of shallow crosses, and that's what you're going to see right here. Now, when you watch the Washington Redskins on tape, they do a lot of different things, and they'll vary man coverage to zone. But against the Steelers, they decided that their best chance was to match up in man coverage. So you see all along the line, we see man coverage there. But the guy we're going to watch here is Emmanuel Sanders because he is in the slot, and you've got D'Angelo Hall who is with him in man coverage. And so all you're going to see happen here is here's Heath Miller. Heath Miller is going to run straight and run an out cut because London Fletcher is in man coverage on him. He is going to go with Heath Miller. When he goes with Heath Miller, it's going to make D'Angelo Hall have to go over the top. You're going to see Emmanuel Sanders come right here and then do a shallow diagonal cross, and Ben is going to hit him right about here, and it's going to be too late for D'Angelo Hall because he is going to get picked. And what you're going to see Emmanuel Sanders do is take a 5-yard completion and make it into a 20-plus yard big play. So at the snap of the ball, you're going to watch Ben is making a call. I don't know if that's a dummy audible or it's real. Sometimes he makes them both. Right here, you're going to see by Heath Miller going on the outcut, D'Angelo Hall is over the top. He can't make the play. Watch Emmanuel Sanders. He's going to catch that ball in full stride. And because of that, D'Angelo Hall is about 5 yards behind him, and Emmanuel Sanders showing the speed that makes him such a dangerous threat. All right, let's look at it from the end zone and see what Ben sees. Now, the first thing you're going to notice is that the Washington Redskins are in a base Okie look, and out of their base Okie, they love to bring both their outside guys from this side, this outside linebacker from this guy, and notice that the defensive ends are inside gaps. So that means you know that it's going to be what we used to call a double ram. What the Steelers offensive line are going to do is they're going to double turn it, which means the tackles are blocking on the outside backers and the guards are blocking on the defensive ends. Now you've got to have a good center to go to allow both teams to double, both guys to double fan in confidence in a guy that's going to be able to take the nose tackle one-on-one. Most offensive lines don't do this. They always give the offenses, they give the center help by one of the guards. When they do this, you're going to see that Jonathan Dwyer, he's checking the linebacker, and then he's going to release right here. When Heath goes here, watch Emmanuel Sanders cross through here, and you're going to see exactly what Ben sees. At the snap of the ball, guys, this is great protection. Look at the pocket. Look at the pocket that Ben has. He can step up. There's no one near him. Already, there's Emmanuel Sanders. Here's D'Angelo Hall. That's a 3-yard distance between those two. And guess what? It's going to get more as he continues on the shallow cross. Perfectly thrown ball. And right now, D'Angelo Hall is sitting there going, there's no way I'm going to catch that guy.
We're now in the third quarter, and the Steelers are in another goal-to-go situation. You don't want to run the exact same play, but you can kind of do something similar that'll work just as well.
You know, Lambs, that's a great point. And when you watch a Todd Haley offense, and actually the same thing worked with the Bruce Arians offense, you want to build off of every play. Now, this is the same look that we saw on the touchdown pass to Leonard Pope. And that time, Pope just delayed and went out. This time, you're going to see Pope come take two steps and come to the inside. You're going to see David Paulson. He's going to come in motion again, and the outside linebacker is going to follow him. Only this time, Instead of the ball being going to Pope, notice that just a subtle difference. Instead of being in front of Jonathan Dwyer, who's right here, Will Johnson is off to the right. So he's going to come up here and look like he's going to block, and then he's going to be the guy that goes out into the flat. And as we watch this play, I love the way it develops at the snap of the ball. Here we go. Ben's going to take it. And as you see the rain coming down, there's that motion. Here comes David Paulson. And right now, I don't know if that's a pick, but look at that wall that the two tight ends have built. There's David Paulson on the outside. There's Leonard Pope on the inside. You've got the blitz, and Jonathan Dwyer doing a great job of picking up the blitz from the outside guy. And look at Will Johnson, who is all alone. And you got to be happy if you're Will Johnson, because most of your blocking, you get a rose tossed to you. Touchdown, great spike.
We got to show a little love for the defense.
Yes,
we
do.
The defense did a very good job on RG3 in the win over the Redskins. And one of the things that Mike Tomlin talked about in terms of playing a quarterback who is mobile like this is you have to be balanced in your pass rush. This was the Steelers' only sack of RG3, and it seemed to me they were balanced with their pass rush.
No, and you know what? You make a great point, Labs. And all day long, whoever was the Steelers' outside guy, whether it was Brett Kiesel, or whether it was Lamar Woodley, or in this case, it's Larry Foote. What they did was they maintained their lanes. And so guys were trying to collapse the pocket from the outside in. And what you don't want to do, a guy like RG3, he can escape going this way, away from to his backside, but he's got such great feet, he can throw the ball well going to his left. Or he escapes that way. And by the same token, you want to make sure that you don't give him an alley this way or this way. So what the Steelers did in this case, and this is another example of a sack because just because of James Harrison's presence. Here's James Harrison. When James Harrison comes here right now, whether it's the center Will Montgomery or whether it's the quarterback RG3, he is now called the protection to slide to James Harrison. So the right tackle, Columbus, is going out on Lamar Woodley. You're going to see Will Montgomery come out to James Harrison. He's eyeballing over here. And then the center's coming on the nose tackle, which means that Trent Williams, he's in man one-on-one with Brett Kiesel, which means the running back is going to have to block Larry Foote. Now, Larry Foote will tell you there is no way when he's coming from the outside in that that running back should be able to block him, and Larry Foote is going to be right. So at the snap of the ball, this is great. All this, now look what happens. They set up the protection to block James Harrison. James Harrison doesn't even come. So right now you have one, two, three, four, five guys blocking three. And now you got your running back on Larry Foote. So that Larry does a great job. One of the things I want to show you before we start this again is that when Larry comes, he is coming outside in. He comes from the outside, and notice that he's keeping them to the inside. That's what you want to do. You want to keep that pocket right here, and you don't want him to be able to escape. Look, there is nowhere for, even if he decided to run, there is nowhere for him to bust out of that. And great job. Way to get him down when you get on him as well.
That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We'll see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com.